Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hell, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you.
That's Buddy Holly bringing us back, the late, great Buddy Holly, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ballard. Jim is the author of Mind Like Water, Little Wave and Old Swell. He's the author of a bunch of books on Well Done. He's the co-author of I don't know how many Well Done books you guys have done. Jim, how many have you done? Three or four?
Three.
All right.
Yeah, the latest one is Well Done Schools.
Yeah. So
right.
Check those out, folks. Also, What's the Rush? Still one of my favorite books in my library. Jim, thanks again for hanging out with us. Folks, we're talking about listening. Jim's helping us. He's working really hard to make me a better listener. And it's not easy, I'll tell you that. And he came up with the acronym. He's shared with us the acronym of EAR, E-A-R, Explore, Acknowledge, and Respond, as three things that you can do to become an active listener. And, Jim, what else we need to know about that?
Well, the acknowledge, the A of the EAR, is what I want to focus on now, because that's where the real power of listening is. The power of listening comes from being able to listen kind of below the surface. Every message really has two parts. One is facts,
mm-hmm.
you know, data.
Right.
And underneath that is feelings, so
mm-hmm.
facts and feelings. And if you just stay with the facts, then you move to respond really fast. You understand that somebody's got a problem, so
mm-hmm.
you start brainstorming with them. And
mm-hmm.
you haven't really acknowledged how they feel about it, and that'll lead you properly to the how to respond. So a lot of those conversations that we have with people are just respond, respond, respond,
right.
respond,
right,
no
right.
acknowledge. So how do you acknowledge? You active listen. You listen below the surface, and you say, so you're feeling this way. Or in other words, you're saying this. I understand that you are upset about this. And you include two things you in your feedback. You say what they said. You summarize the facts really fast,
mm-hmm.
and then you say, and this is your take on it. This is how you are dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the active listening part. It's somebody.
All right, I'm gonna set you up. Let's do a real quick little role play here, Jim.
Yeah,
and I'm going to be one of your managers.
Okay, good.
How about that?
Yeah,
and we'll do this in. We're just going to do this in a minute or so, folks. Just see what you think.
And so I see you in the hall or in our
yeah.
office, and
yeah.
I say, "Hey, Jim, how's it going?"
I'm doing pretty good, boss. It's good to see you. Just kind of tired, after a long weekend.
Okay, so yeah, your energy is a little bit down, I guess.
Well, we had a pretty tough weekend. The first time, I may not have told you, but I've started doing some work with another this other organization on the weekends. Just started that this weekend, and it's just kind of taking a little extra energy out of me.
Okay, so I'm hearing that there's something that you're doing on the weekends that ties you up a little bit, that you're really into it, but it leaves you a little spent.
Well, it's just the first time I've done this. It'll get better. I'll get over it. Don't worry. It won't cost you anything. I'm just trying to. My wife wants a new house, and right now we can't swing that with what I'm making. So I'm just trying to pick up a few extra bucks.
Okay, that can be a lot on a guy's mind, and it's not that I'm worried that it's going to cost me anything. Don't get into that. I'm just thinking that this is something big that you're facing. It's taking it out of you, and it's on your mind. That's what I get.
Well, it sure is on my mind. I mean, when Mama ain't happy, nobody's happy, right? She wants a new house, and you're not going to give me a big raise, and so I'm having to take up the slack somewhere else. And it's just kind of, as I said, it's just the first weekend, first time I've done this. It'll get better. Don't worry.
Jim, I'd like to explore this with you some, not right now, but I want to think it over because I realize that you're in a crunch there. And
yep.
I want you at 100%, and I want you feeling good. So I think there's probably a way that we can work on this.
Well, boss, anything you could do, you know I like working here, anything you can do that that would help me make a little more money and stay here, that'd be fine with me.
Well, let's quit, Jim.
All right.
Let's see that I can maybe assume what people heard in that little role play in the interaction was that what did I do? There was something that you said when I asked how it was going on, and I think they, as well as I, picked up the idea that you were trying to say everything was fine, but it wasn't.
Right.
And that's what I responded to. You know, a lot mm-hmm. of times, you know, we would hear that, and we would say, even if it sounded like the guy was a little worried, we'd say, oh, okay, we'd quit on the second
right,
right. take. But I wanted to know what was going on, and so in the explore part, I was asking questions, I was pressing a little
mm-hmm.
bit, and so you gave me something to acknowledge.
Right.
You gave me something in the way of a worrisome.
Right.
Not a direct complaint.
And then you responded by giving me an opportunity to talk about it more directly about that issue.
Yeah.
So, folks, that's listening. That's professional listening, as far as I'm concerned. Jim, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Thank you for helping us be a better listener. JimBallard.com is our website. What's the Rush is the book, many others Jim Ballard has written. He'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.